Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Here comes the catchy chorus.
What a song, man. It's not on that album, but the song Anna Ng. I mean, it's just, they're such a good band. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number you want to give us a call. What animals or living things have been in your house that shouldn't have been in your house? The weird teenage things that you did. We've got another death that will be overlooked. I'm surprised Alan Caddick didn't phone up about this. Jeff Emmerich's dead. No? Well, Beatles fans will dig it. Jeff Emmerich, the Beatles sound engineer, dies at 72. The sound engineer who helped create the sound of the Beatles has died after a heart attack, age 72. A Grammy Award winner. He worked on some of the Beatles' most infamous... So he was basically George Martin's right-hand man. Worked on some of the Beatles' most influential and experimental records, including Sgt. Pepper, Revolver and Abbey Road. He also worked with Kate Bush, Elvis Costello and Ultravox. Giles Martin, son of Beatles producer George, described him as one of the finest and most innovative engineers to have graced a recording studio. Sir Paul McCartney wrote an affectionate tribute saying he would always remember him with great fondness. Sir Paul wrote, I've probably got enough words to recreate it.
I bet you can.
You know, we had a sense of humour that fitted well with our attitude to work in the studio. He was always open to the many ideas we threw at him. He grew to understand what we liked to hear and developed all sorts of techniques to achieve this. He would use a special microphone for the bass drum and played it. No. And there's a nice picture of Jeff with Ringo Starr, and George Martin's wearing a very snazzy.
Oh, he don't mind, does he?
Coat there, isn't he? Yeah. Oh, it was Emmerich who was the promoted to engineer on the first session for the band's album Revolver, where John Lennon tasked him with making his voice sound like the Dalai Lama singing on a mountain for the experimental sound collage Tomorrow Never Knows. It was also Emmerich who saved Strawberry Fields Forever by splicing together two separate takes of the song and working out how to combine them, despite the fact they had been recorded in different keys and tempo. Remember, we played 59 seconds or 60 seconds. You can hear the split. He won the first of his four Grammys for his work on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, on which he helped to achieve the monumental echo that sustains the closing chord of The Day of a Life. He famously resigned during the White Album sessions, claiming he could not handle the tensions between the band members. And here's my top tip, guys. People ask me about, you know, interviewing people and radio and stuff like that. Here's my top tip. Write to people before they die. I've been meaning for ages to try and get Jeff Emmerich on the show. I've been meaning for ages. I keep thinking, oh, Jeff Emmerich would be good. We could probably get him on as well if you phrase an email the right way and capture their imagination. You could get him on. And now he's died. And that's stupid of me that I didn't get him on. So my top tip. Get them. Don't put it off. Don't think, oh, well, I'll email them next week, because who knows what's going to happen next week. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Good evening, Gatford.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Gatford. What you got?
I just wanted to give a bit of a Chas Hodges update.
Yes.
I went tonight to the Tottenham versus Barcelona game at Wembley.
Oh, yeah.
And at half time, they did a little tribute to Chas.
Here we go.
His wife was there.
Yep.
And so was Dave.
Yay! Oh, that's good.
The rest of his family were there, but they didn't interview them, and his wife was saying thank you to everybody for all the kind words.
Lovely, Joan.
And we had a good old sing-song.
There you go. That's it. What did you sing?
A bit of Glory, Glory, Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah.
Aussies going to Wembley.
Yeah.
Down to Margate got sung as well.
Aussies going to Wembley. I'd forgotten about that.
And winning the cup for Tottenham.
There we go. You see. Oh well, isn't that lovely? I know Paul Garner tweeted something about that. I think. And
yeah,
that's nice.
Really nice.
It's nice. Oh, well done, Gatford. We had someone phoning up saying that you don't need your toes to balance yesterday. Could you? Because we're trying to make a streamlined body. I think we could survive without the three middle toes, but we need the big toe and the little toe. Of course, you don't have a big toe because you're a pervert.
Right. Yeah.
How is your standing barefoot?
It's fine. In fact, actually, the day after it was lopped off, they had me up walking around and it was fine.
Do you never get like one of those miniature sausage rolls and put it down at your foot and pretend it's your toe?
How big do you think my toe was?
The miniature sausage. All right, a chipolata then.
Yeah, chipolata. No, but
penis.
I do get phantom pains. So occasionally my brain will tell me that my big toes are in and I'll go, well, that can't happen. I ain't got one.
Well, the only thing you can do to stop that is to have the brain removed. Can you buy brain? I genuinely think of this. In fact, I'm going to go on eBay now.
Okay.
I want a brain in a jar.
Can't sell body parts in there anymore.
Oh, you're joking.
You just want that, like the Steve Martin film, didn't you? The man with two brains.
That's
just to have one in a jar.
Exactly what I want. Well, I need to go. Someone needs to hook me up onto the dark web. What's the website for the dark web? Because I want a brain in a jar. And I want it
now. If you just Google dark web, it'll get you on there, won't it?
All right, I will do that, Gatford. Thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000. Let's type in brain in jar. Then we click the button. I've only just started clicking recently, and I enjoy it. Shopping. Let's have a little look. Brain in a jar necklace for £321 from Etsy. Get stuffed. Jesus, someone's making a fortune with these little... No, I want a real... I don't want a T-shirt. Oh, that's quite clever. It doesn't work, though. It's a hat that you can wear that makes it look like your brain is poking out through the top of your head.
Good
in
one.
A jar. Brain in a jar wall tapestry. Brain in a jar made out of wool. No. Can someone get me a brain in a jar, please? That would be great. Good evening, Carol.
Hello.
Oh, Carol, I am but a fool.
I know that.
Oh, cheeky. Cheeky monkey.
She was ready for that.
She was ready. She pwned me. What you got for us, Kazza?
Because I thought ages ago you were talking about animals in your house.
Yes.
And
not so long ago. Yes.
I have had quite a lot of experience of animals in my house.
What have you done?
Well, it's partly because I've had a couple of psychopathic cats.
But
not counting the ones they fetched in, like the bats in November.
Whoa, hang on a second. Your cats brought in bats and left
them
on the mats?
Two of them. No, in the kitchen. I opened the kitchen door. It's dark and I could hear this, like, screeching noise.
No.
And there was these two things flying about into the window.
Oh. Hang on a second. I've just seen what you've retweeted. Hang on, Carol. Carol, hang on. Catherine, what have you just retweeted from Tony Robinson?
Sir Tony Robinson.
Sorry.
Is in Queensland at the moment, filming.
Yeah.
And he's just tweeted this picture, and it says, Baby Roo in the sitting room, Queensland, Australia. And it's the most adorable little Joey.
He's got a baby Roo in his living room. And you've got bats in your kitchen, Carol. Go on, sorry, carry on.
Well, anyway,
they
were oven-ready bats by the time I'd come down the next morning because I just thought, I can't be doing that.
Shut the door. No.
So,
were they dead?
They were upside down with no wings on.
Oh.
That's what I mean about they were oven-ready bats.
Oh, that's the saddest image I've ever heard of.
I was so upset because I like bats.
They're very beautiful.
I've adopted two pipistrelles.
Okay.
I get bat news and everything.
Yeah.
Because you can, you know, these adoption animal things.
Yeah, you don't get to keep them, I found out.
No, I know.
After about 100 quid.
Well.
It's only 15 quid a year to get a pipistrelle bat.
Yeah, I ordered loads.
And because they live in them titchy little matchboxes, they're the smallest.
I don't think you're talking about bats. I think you're talking about ants. Bats don't live in matchboxes.
Pipistrelles are tiny.
A matchbox? No.
This question, pipistrelle bats could have won me. It was the £500,000 question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I was shouting at the telly, but you never got it.
Katia, are you buying any of this?
Pipistrelles, yes.
They don't live in matchboxes, though.
They fit in there. They're the tiniest bat.
No. Katia?
Yes?
Hello?
Hello.
Are you buying any of this? Katia, say hello to Carol.
Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Hello, Carol.
What do you think about this bat business?
The bat business?
There's fruit bats. They live in a tree.
Yeah.
Australia.
Vampire bats.
And there's a horse shoe bat. And they're all different sizes. But I live near a field and there's a...
Bat girl?
Yeah, I know. That's why I call myself a silly old bat and a daft bat and things like that. Well, because I am a bat lady in my spare time, amongst other things.
Okay.
The other thing was...
Oh, there's more.
I was going to tell you...
Yes?
Was this young lad came and knocked on my door... And I haven't been in the house very long. And he said, excuse me, missus, do you want a bird shield on your chimney?
What? A bird? Hang on a minute.
What? It's not true. That's wrong.
No, he said, I've got some here and I've got a ladder.
Do you know what I would have said? If anyone knocks on my door and offers me a bird shield, I'm going to say this. Excuse me. Here's the thing. I don't have a chimney in my house. No, I have it outside of my house.
You put them on the top of the chimney pot, and then the birds don't fall down the chimney
fire. I know what it is.
Well, I didn't have any problems until I got the bird-proof chimney thing.
Losing the will to live here, yes.
And then a bird's started making a nest.
Is there any way of making this story less than 5 hours long? Did you get them?
Just filling in. No, because the birds kept falling through because they couldn't get out.
Okay.
Because he'd put the bird cage on the chimney and the mummy bird squeezed through the gap in this wire.
So it was pointless. I hope you killed that child that did that. Well, thank you.
I had four little baby starlings that fell out the nest.
Delicious.
And came down this, and they were flew all over the place. And
oh, no.
27
shut up! Yes!
On a warm day, left the door open.
God, I want to fall down a chimney.
Watching the telly and there's...
Brilliant.
I thought,
great call.
There's a lot of frogs talking about in
frogs.
Here.
She's onto frogs now. Okay.
So that is...
That's great.
The creatures
beautiful.
That I wasn't expecting.
Thank you, Carol, for your call!
Well, I'm trying to fill in, you know, the time, because I'm getting fed up with all this rabbiting and you... talking about all sorts of films.
It's the show! What is wrong with everybody? The show is me rabbiting!
She doesn't like the bits that she's not in.
Unbelievable! The show is me rabbiting!
It's all!
That's what the show is, you muppet!
No, just hold that if you don't mind.
Thanks very much for your call, Carol. Lots of people on Twitter getting angry. I shouted at someone. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Jeff Goldblum. Hang on, I didn't know.
Oh, Ian.
I was trying to be smooth. Hang on, let me try it again.
Hello, this is Jeff Goldblum, and I have the good fortune to appear, if that's what you call it. It's radio, of course, but it's Late Night Alternative with Ian and Kath, the great Ian and Kath.
There we go. That's Jeff Goldblum, guys. Saying our names. For the technical gigs, I'd run out of memory on my Zoom. I recorded that on my phone. Use the voice memo. You got nothing else. The BBC used to broadcast the stuff that we recorded on our phones.
Perfectly good.
If you've got nothing else, you record stuff on your iPhone. You never know. Katya, good evening, Katya. In English, to talk to you in the evening.
Good evening. It's a bit of a shame that I couldn't talk to Carol.
It's a shame nobody could talk to her. She wasn't listening. She only wanted to do her monologue.
Didn't get a word in edgeway.
I was hoping that you were going to be able to talk to her. But
can we get a word in edgeway? Yeah?
You keep out of this. But she didn't want to talk to any. She didn't want to talk to anyone. She wants to talk at people.
Yeah, because
I'll still get abuse on Twitter. That's fine.
One of the topics. My mum, she's got bats in
The belfry
in her house.
Can I just say something, by the way?
Who the hell is Ginger Baker?
Well, we'll find out next week when I go and interview his daughter, Nettie. Mm-hmm. There we go. So I'm going to be interviewing Ginger Baker's daughter. Oh. I'm going to go around to her house and interview her. And I'll say,
who the hell is Ginger Baker?
I don't know. Who is she?
Sorry?
Who is what?
Okay. Oh. Continue, vous s'il vous plaît.
And
please. Please do it.
Formulated a question, which was
their
songs with a parenthesis, and I don't know. That's a good question.
What? Say it again.
You said.
Yeah.
Why are there songs with parentheses?
No, I didn't. I said brackets. I didn't. I said why have some songs got brackets in? I wasn't talking about your parents or anything. like that, weirdo. Why have some songs got brackets in? Come on. Get with the programme, woman.
What's the answer? Because I don't know. Do you
know? No, I don't know. And I always think it's weird. Oh. I always get uncomfortable, right? Like the Prince way of spelling songs and the Slade way of spelling songs, the fractured spelling. I dig that. That's funny. It's cute. You know, it's great. Nothing compares to you. All right, fine. Okay. It kind of invented, well, Slade invented tech speak and Prince stole it and ran with it. And then then the tech speak came along. There was a point I was trying to make and I got sidetracked by Prince, as we all did.
But you don't know about the brackets.
Oh, no. And I don't like it in songs when, and I get it, it's kind of cool in the 50s, when they drop a G and they put an apostrophe.
Rocking around the clock.
Rocking around the clock. Although I think it is rocking around the clock.
Actually, it's called Rock Around the Clock.
Oh, yeah. Going down. There's loads. They drop the G and they put an apostrophe. I think, all right, guys. I'm all for rebellion. I'm all for rebellion. But let's try and follow the rules of grammar. But then the bracket thing. Yeah. The monkeys one I can think of. Brackets, I'm not your bracket stepping stone. Well, hang on. So the song's called Stepping Stone? No, it's called Brackets. Do you say it differently? I'm not your stepping stone. And now we're going to play I'm not your stepping stone. Well, then
I would do anything for love. I won't do that.
Well, but exactly why? So what is this? What is the song called? I'll do anything for love. No, it's called I will do anything for love. I won't do that. Well, so that's what it says to me, Katya.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree there. I don't know. Maybe we should pay attention when they play those songs live. What do they say?
They say a one, a two, a one, two, three,
bracket.
Four.
Open bracket. A facing bracket. No. Well, anyway. And
Nigel, so Nigel's, I... Nigel's tweeted us, tweeted yeah. me. Hi, Ian.
Exactly.
What is the software you use for the sound bites? I know you use Phonebox and your playout is Myriad, but is it the hotkeys on Myriad you use for the sound bites? Well, I tell you what, Nigel, why don't you ask your boyfriend, Catherine? Catherine, do you want to answer that one?
No.
Girlfriend, Nigel?
None of your business. None
I don't
of your
even,
business.
I don't even know what...
Trade secrets.
When people start talking about the playout system, I don't know. But Myriad,
he's talking about your clips. I know,
he's showing off about Myriad, and ever since, here's the thing, yeah. Nigel. Ever since you were rude about me, I've gone off you. I mean, that's as simple as that. Ever since you said I didn't know how to do radio, and Kath does, but so do I. That clicking the pen lid off and on was a great competition, yeah. And ever since you were rude, Nigel, I kind of just, you know. And that's silly of me. It's churlish, but that's just the way it is. Sorry, Katya, what were you calling in about? Have we got to the point? Because
apart from that, I wanted to know. Apart from Theo Usherwood and probably Pulse Coins, I don't know if he goes there. Who goes to party conferences?
I've been to party conferences.
Pulse Coins doesn't go. Coins doesn't go anymore.
I've been. Yeah. Well, I went for the 11 o'clock show.
What happens there?
We filmed some hilariously rude videos. I remember the Lib Dems called me Lainley.
They drink a lot.
It's boring. It's boring. It's basically, it's 3 days of people giving talks and the hall is empty for a lot of them, except for like the big ones. And there are stalls, lots of stalls around that are trying to sell you fringe groups. That's how I remember it. Mm-hmm. The Tory one I found the very dark vibe. Mm-hmm. Lib Dems was okay. They're just boring. Just really boring, you know. Mm-hmm. It's boring. It's a works outing for dickheads. Basically.
Someone said, I think it's beautiful, it's where the human souls go to die. I think that's right.
We got a tweet. Oh, my God, Katya is on.
Yeah.
Can you talk to her about having Anusol over the counter traumatized?
Pardon?
Does anyone know what James Dundon is on about? Actually, I'm going to report him to Twitter for sexual arousal. Yeah.
Do you know any Anusol stories, Katya?
Not really. What do you do with that?
You put it on your piles.
Your butt.
On your butt.
On your buttom.
I've never
Oh, God, you don't want
sorry.
It.
Sorry.
You can also use it to reduce spots because it shrinks. Basically,
oh, yeah.
It shrinks.
The models flesh. in the early thousands, you stick it under their eyes.
Under the eyes, get rid
don't
of the
don't get
wrinkles.
In your eye, though, because that...
Ooh. It shrinks your eye. It makes you. It means you can look up your own bum.
Okay. Anyway, I'm not sure about that character who asked the question, so I'm just going to go.
Okay, Katia, thank you very much. Yes. Let's go to Dave. Good evening, Dave.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Catherine.
Hello,
I met you at They Might Be Giants earlier on.
Oh, is this Dogface Dave?
Yeah.
You say that though we... No, hang on a minute. Hang on, I'm a bone to pick with you. You say that as though we've never met before. We've met a few times.
Oh, yeah.
And both of us...
Not by pointing at each other like...
Here's the thing, right? Dave has come to a few events that we've done. I think you came to the podcast thing we did in King's Cross.
Yeah, King's Place,
King's Place. And we at the Chaz and Dave concert at the Royal Albert Hall, I kind of nudged Kath and went, is that... Because we met once, and I'm terrible with faces. And I said, is that Dave, the guy that tweets us? And you went, well, I think it is, but I'm not sure. And neither of us were sure. And you were sat like really close to us. You had like front row seats, second row seats or something. And so we didn't speak to you. Then I think we saw you on the stairs and it was you, but we were kind of in the rush and we had to get...
You were in the rush
to
get that stage.
So we didn't speak to you, right? And then you tweeted me saying, oh, I'm going to be at They Might Be Giants and I won't speak to you again, right? So I had my eye out. And then I saw you. We saw so many people we knew there. And I said to Kath, right, this is terrible. I said, right, let's go over and see him. Right. And what we'll do is we'll just stand there and point at him, but we won't talk to him.
Yeah, it's like the end of Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah, that's so what you said. Yeah,
we went over and he was sat about five rows back. And there's me and Kath just stood...
Expressionless.
Just pointing at you.
Yeah.
And you looked at us. You were staring at us, not knowing what to do. I'm there pointing, thinking... This is actually a really bad idea, and it could be construed as bullying, but I don't know how to get out of this now. I don't know what we do. And then you kind of climbed over the seats, and I was thinking, oh, God, please don't fall over, because this is going to be awful. And it was nice. What I'm saying is it was nice to see you, and it was started off as a joke, and then I realised it could actually be quite bullying, and I felt really silly and didn't know how to get out of it, so I'm glad.
When I went back to my mate afterwards, she said, that bloke looks like Ian Lee, your mate. And I said, yeah, that's strange.
you went, yeah, no, it's not, though. He looks like that idiot, but no, I don't.
He gets
that
a lot.
Not
that,
yeah, he's not that idiot. Did you stick around?
I don't know if you talked about the gig earlier on or not, because I was obviously still at the gig. But
We mentioned it, man. We left after the first half, and we gave our tickets to some people who didn't have such good tickets. They were on the kind of second tier, so we just met some randoms at the bar. I said, do you want our tickets? They're better than yours. Mm-hmm. We loved it, man. I was saying, I haven't cheered and laughed in equal measure at a pop rock concert. I don't think I ever have cheered and laughed in equal measure. It was funny. It was stupid. Man alive. The voices. Those voices. And it was a joy. It was a joy. The wonderful Jazz Odyssey improvised piece at the end was great. We were thrilled that we got Birdhouse in Your Soul. We were certain that was going to be an encore. So we got that. Oh, it was Racist Friend. It was great, man. What about you? Did you enjoy it?
I've seen them tons of times, but that was one of the best, I think. I really think they were great. And
second half, what do we miss
McCartney
in the second half?
Coming on at the end, obviously.
McCartney
coming on
at
the end.
Shut up! Don't you even dare!
The bit in the middle where they got us to be over enthusiastic about the two new songs.
I thought that was genius. I thought that was absolutely genius. I love it.
But the end was pretty special in that they did something I've never seen anyone do before, and they played Hey DJ, I Thought We Had a Deal, and they pointed out it's one of their few songs that has a fade on it.
Yeah.
So they played it with the fade.
Oh wow!
As their last song, and then they sort of played it really quiet, and they started miming to them not playing it.
Yeah.
And the little lights went down, and that was it.
Brilliant. I think they're so good. And Kath said something I thought was very apt. She went, well, this is what happened to all the 90s kids.
we were all there.
All the geeky, nerdy 90s kids that love They Might Be Giants were all there, and we all got old. We all put on weight, and we all got old.
pretty much.
But it's a lovely vibe. But I haven't been to see them for a few years. The last one was when they were doing the sock puppets. And it's just such a lovely vibe there, man. And John Flansburgh has emailed me tonight. I emailed him saying...
Yeah, I heard down the train.
He wants to come and do bits and pieces on the show. And I'm sat here going, is this a wind-up? John Flansburgh wants to come and do bits and pieces on the show? So we're going to have more from them. But it was good. It was a good night. Kat had never seen them before and never been to the Barbican before, which
was strange. Whammy.
Yeah.
Strange old building.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. They took, played that song really early in the set and just like that. Okay, we'll get that out of the way.
It's out of the way. It's what everyone's expecting it. You know we're going to do it. Let's get it. I thought that was a really, really bold move to just chuck that one out quite early on.
But no, Barbican is a lovely venue.
I love it because it's so 70s, the whole building inside and out. And it just reminds me of school trips, and as Kath said, of multi-story car parks.
Yes. That,
the foyer, it's like a 70s NCP.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I always find with They Might Be Drunk, the thing you said about there being a lot of, laughing and cheering a lot, was you find yourself grinning. You've realised you've been grinning for the last 10 minutes or something because, it's just and they just are joyous. And in the second half they played Fingertips, and just to hear them do that sort of with everyone, anyone doesn't know about Fingertips. It's a song that's made out of 20 seconds and 10 second little bits and pieces.
Oh, that's the one on the disc. Well, the American disc, it's supposed to like randomly play, isn't it?
Yeah, you play it at random. You just play little bits like, I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And bits and pieces. And to see a lot of people singing along to that, knowing every little change, was a real thrill.
It was good. And I'm an idiot. Here's the truth. I'll tell you the truth, Dave, because no one's listening. Right? I had a little wobble last week, a little wobble of insecurity. And when I'm off, Kath is my cover. But when we're both off, who knows who the cover is? So I had a little wobble of insecurity last week. And I said to Kath over the weekend, we cannot take Wednesday night off because I don't know who's going to fill in. I don't know who's going to fill in, and I'm not feeling confident. We have to do the show. And Kath was like, well, I don't know if I agree, but if that's what you want to do, then that's what we'll do. So it was insecurity that it was a little wobble that stopped me.
You missed a very good joke, which I'll probably retell. They played Bonnaroo Festival about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And they were rushing back to the air-conditioned, sort of trailers at the back. And this woman stopped them and said, I've been a really big fan of your work. Got all your albums. You mean a lot to me and all this sort of stuff. She said, well, thank you very much. And she said, I particularly like that song, I'm gonna walk 500 miles.
I knew you were gonna say that. I knew you were gonna say that. Wow! Someone actually said it to them. I knew you were gonna say that.
I got the biggest laugh of the night.
Fantastic. Hey man, it was really nice to see you, and I'm glad we said hello. And we'll say hello at the next one.
Yeah. By the way, you did get it right about the Frank thing and the Mr. Rogers films on the same day, around the corner. So.
Okay, all right. Well, I will see you at Frank. I'm definitely
going to see Frank. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Nice one, man. Thanks,
Dave. Thanks a lot, man.
Tutty. Bye. Tutty bye. He's a nice guy. I tell you, he's a really nice guy. Nigel's a nice guy.
Hi, guys.
That's you, Nigel. You're a nice guy.
I hope so.
You're a nice guy.
Yeah, a bit tired.
Uh-oh. Well, why don't you go to bed, man?
No. I've been reading the housing benefit bills.
Oh, yeah.
I've been reading it. But I only paid one. What am I talking about? Oh. A few days ago, I paid £115. Now I've got a new one coming for £23.
Here's the thing. Those bills are going to keep coming in.
But I was probably behind on the last one. That's why the other one's coming quicker.
Here's the thing. Those bills are going to keep coming in, man. And unless you have a source of income that is...
I've got some good news to tell you.
Okay, here we go.
It's only once a month you have to pay that, the council tax, £23. That's not too bad, actually, because you have the £100 ones because it mounted up.
Okay,
But I got talking to the lady in charge of the council because I was fed up with waiting for other people to help me.
Yeah.
And she said, I haven't got to pay any rent at all for at least a year. Any rent at all.
Wowzers.
Yeah, it's got, because, I'm getting support for it because of the bereavement. As I've just read the letter, because I've had a bereavement, I haven't got to pay any rent for a year.
If that's what they say, that sounds very unusual. That sounds very unusual. That sounds very unusual to me.
She told me today, I spoke to her on the phone, she said, then when I do pay rent, it's only going to be £12 a week. Because of my situation.
Well, then, if that's true, then that's fantastic.
The only thing I've got to worry about is the energy bills, which is everyone gets anyway.
Everybody gets bills and taxes.
I mean, the gas and electric, I'm paying £10 a week on each card. So I'm keeping that paid all the time.
Okay, well, listen, that's good
but
news.
The rent is good news. But that's what...
We don't need a breakdown of every bill.
Yeah.
Because everyone's got bills. And at 20 to 1, yeah. that's when people are in bed going, oh, man,
I'll
bills.
Something else, Ian.
Is it about a bill?
No. I forget the bills now because I'm happy that I got through to the lady in charge, you know.
The lady in charge.
Yeah,
God.
It was good, isn't it? I did all that myself.
Well done. Congratulazioni. What's the other thing, man?
I bought an electronic drum kit for £24, electronic drum kit, and you can put headphones on and you can actually sing through the speakers of the drums as well.
Well, that will stop disturbing the neighbours.
Yeah. I'll be able to play with headphones on. And it was originally about £40, but it was reduced to £24.
Well, then, there you go. You've saved money.
And it's all, you know, it's all on a, you lay it like a map. Yeah. It's like a thing you lay down flat and it's got pads.
Yeah.
And the pads have got sensors, and you can fold it up and put it in a
suitcase. I know what you mean.
It's not one of those full size drum kits, but it's very loud. Oh, yeah, it's as loud as a normal kit when you turn it up because of this two.
Does it sound like a normal kit?
It sounds like a normal kit.
Beautiful.
You've got all the drums on these.
Does it feel the same when you're bashing away? Does it feel the same? Because with the thing with the normal kit is you've got the bouncing of the sticks. That's what does it.
Well. This one actually sounds, the drums sound realistic, very realistic.
Well, I'm very, very pleased for you, and I bet your neighbours are pleased.
Well, I haven't tried it yet, but in a moment I'm going to try the headphones because I haven't had time.
Well, I tell you what, can we listen to you playing the drums with your headphones on?
No, I haven't got it here. It's tucked away.
Okay,
but that was really cheap, though, wasn't it? £24 for electronic drums.
I guess so. I don't know the going rate. That's great news, Nigel.
And, one more thing. Can I ask you one more thing I'm worried about?
Okay.
It's really important that you get right on it.
Well, here's the thing, Nigel. Nigel, listen, here's the thing. Right. Here's the thing. You can ask us, but remember, we can't really give you advice about...
No, Miley Cyrus, you can.
Oh, Miley Cyrus. You're not speaking to Miley Cyrus. Nigel, listen. If you're going to ask me something, are you going to listen to the answer?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You're not speaking to Miley Cyrus on Facebook, and I know that you're talking about going to America with her.
This person keeps on to me saying that Miley Cyrus is going to meet me in London.
Well, that's not going to happen.
She's going to meet me in London.
That's not going to happen.
Well, I said I couldn't come to London. Then she said
Nigel, let me stop you there.
She asked me where
Nigel,
I live.
Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
You're not speaking with Miley Cyrus.
I didn't think I was.
You're not speaking with any... Nigel, are you going to listen, dude? Because you've asked for my advice, and so I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to say...
It gets on your nerves, doesn't it, when they keep on?
It does get on your nerves when people keep on.
I'm fed up with it all.
Here's the thing, Nigel. Mm. You're not speaking to Miley Cyrus.
No, I didn't think
you're
I was.
Not speaking to anyone connected with Miley Cyrus.
But why do they keep pretending to be?
Because some people are really, really mean, man. Some people are mean, and they like to take advantage of nice people like you.
And they'll be asking me for money next, won't they?
I don't know, but I would block them and I would not talk to them.
You don't think it is Miley Cyrus?
I know 100% for a fact, it's nothing to do with Miley Cyrus.
She's in The Voice in America anyway. She's too busy to come to London.
She's too busy to talk to you, man. She doesn't care. Miley Cyrus doesn't care about people like me, like Kath or Sam or you. She doesn't care.
She's busy working, isn't she?
She's
anyway.
Very, very busy working. She hasn't got time for us.
You know, The Voice, that programme, The Voice in America.
The person you're talking to is not Miley Cyrus and is not connected with Miley Cyrus.
Ask for my address.
Don't give it to them.
She said, where's
don't give your address to anyone online, Nigel.
Pardon?
Don't give your address to anyone online.
I wouldn't even give it. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't even give it to Miley Cyrus.
Well, it's good because you're not talking to Miley Cyrus.
No, but I wouldn't give it to her anyway because it's private.
Yeah, and also, you're not... Well, that's it. There you go. It's private. It's private. Give your address out. Never give your address to...
I said, if you're Miley Cyrus, why don't you ring me so I can hear your voice?
But you gave her your phone number.
Then they make an excuse up saying they can't make calls.
Yeah. Nigel, you are not. You have never spoken to Miley Cyrus. You have never spoken.
I've got messages on her page that she's seen. Anyway, she knows where I live.
This person
didn't even know where I live, but Miley Cyrus knows where I live because of my messages on her page.
Nigel, I'm going to say this one more time. Listen to what I'm going to say. You're going to hate it. Miley Cyrus does not know where you live. Miley Cyrus.
It's on her page.
Nigel, Miley Cyrus does not read. Her Facebook page.
But she's seen Maystone. Everyone's seen Maystone on the map, haven't they?
Miley Cyrus does not know where Maidstone is.
Well, I put it down when with her messages.
Miley Cyrus does not read her Facebook page. She doesn't read it.
She wants people to think.
She doesn't read it.
Mm. But she wants people to think that, though.
She wants people to think that, but she doesn't read it. I'm not being too harsh here, Kath. No.
She might be too busy to have
She's too busy to look at her Facebook page. Mm. Miley Cyrus does not know
but
who...
You look at yours, though, as a tick, don't you?
I've got 11,000 followers on Facebook, and I'm not that famous. She's probably got millions.
You've got several. You've got one with a tick.
Yeah.
Which is the highest one, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you've got other ones as well. Do you look at all of them?
No, because I've only got two. I've got one with the tick, which is for the public page.
And the one I left messages to you with before.
There's another one, which is my private one. And then then some people have set up some fake ones, and that's fine, right?
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus does not know who you are. She does not know where you live. She probably never heard of Maidstone. You have never spoken to Miley Cyrus, and you've never spoken to anyone.
Other people are different. Everyone's different on there, aren't they? There's other people, like you. People like you, a bit lower down in the scale, not quite.
Lower down people like me run our own Facebook pages, yes.
Other people that I contact, they all know all about me, don't they?
Who?
Other people on my Facebook.
I don't know. Here's the thing. When you're talking to someone on Facebook, you have to assume you're not really talking to the person you think you are, because anybody could set up a profile and pretend to be Miley Cyrus. Anyone could set up a profile and pretend to be Kath. Anyone could set up a profile and pretend to be you.
Noah Cyrus one is the real one, because you've got a private thing to talk about the music on.
Okay, it might not be. I don't know, but you're not talking.
As Miley.
You're not talking to Miley Cyrus. You've never spoken to Miley Cyrus.
It's different because she's not so famous, and you can talk on private to her. Because I've had
You've never spoken to Miley Cyrus's sister, Nigel.
Well, I've had Nigel come back.
And I'm being really blunt because I think it's important. You have never spoken to Miley Cyrus's sister.
Yeah, not just me, though, but all these other people that think they're talking to her are not then.
Correct.
So why are they so stupid?
Because these people are clever and they're good liars. That's why.
Anyway.
Nigel, I can't go, man. Look after yourself.
Yeah, I'll do a song another time.
Thank you very much, mate. Look after yourself. 0344 499 1000. Was that too harsh?
No, it's not. Because we just want him to be careful.
Someone sent me an email. Someone sent me an email saying that Nigel had said that he was talking to Miley Cyrus and was thinking of going to America or something. I don't quite know what it was.
Nigel's very literal.
Yeah. I remember once before we told him he hadn't spoken to Kylie, I think, and he got very upset and put the phone down. And that might have sounded aggressive to some people, but A, he wasn't listening, so I had to just keep hammering at home. B, he's in a really vulnerable state. I get slightly uncomfortable with him talking about how much money he's got and how much money he's spent a lot, because we all know there are wicked, we'll do the ads in a second, there are wicked people out there who go, right, oh, he's got that much, he's spending that much money on bills. Right, okay, I wonder if I can get a few quid out of him.
And it frightens me, whoever this person is trying to get his address.
Yeah. So, again, there'll be people going, he was so aggressive with Nigel, get stuffed. You get your own radio show. You spend years building up an audience of people trusting you, and then you deal with it. All right? Thanks very much.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.